Although Green Day's major label debut, called Dookie, has been out for over a year now, this young quartet is only now coming fully into its success. Approaching the 3 million mark in sales, this group of 20-year-olds was a standout at this summer's Woodstock 94, and was also just named Band of the Year by Rolling Stone in two separate polls, critics and readers, a rare confluence of taste. Our rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Tell me.
That's only the best-known song on Green Day's current album. Call me prissy, but I'll go to considerable lengths to avoid using the word dookie. And it quickly sums up Green Day's virtues and limitations. That song, Longview, is a relatively low-volume number for Green Day, and it lets you hear that these boys really can sing and play with assurance and skill. It also lays out the basic seen-it-all, nothing's-worth-doing ennui that characterizes many of these slackers' lyrics. But there's nothing slack about Green Day's music. These guys have taken the best aspects of 70s punk and revved it up for the 90s. Green Day prides itself on its adolescent know-nothingism, singing about getting drunk, pulling down various items of clothing in concert performances. But they're also not dopes. Their music displays a real command of punk, heavy metal, and hard rock riffs. And lead singer Billy Joe Armstrong is a pretty interesting guy. When a magazine recently asked him how he deals with the unreality of being a rock star, he said, "You find some reality in your life. You get married." And he did. He and his wife are expecting their first child in March. All those millions of kids shouting Green Day rules as they headbang to this album might have themselves a role model in a group that avoids role modeling like the plague.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Green Day's debut album, Dookie.